Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, loyal listeners. Welcome to the Althea Moses Show, home of hot health and fitness tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses. The show is presented by AltheaM.com, results with an Olympian's touch. We're broadcasting live from our Los Angeles studio. Thank you for listening. My name is Althea Moses, your host. I have an exciting announcement to share in a moment, so stay tuned. Today, I have a great show for you. Coming up later in the show, I'll teach 4 best tips to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise. Yes, the 4 best tips to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise. On my show, I'm committed to serving you by teaching you how to achieve and succeed or win with your health and fitness goals. I am so excited to teach and serve you. Hot health and fitness tip number 1, you need commitment, dedication, consistent right actions, and to work hard and smart to reach your health and fitness goals, one step or movement at a time. The material presented on this show is for adult and educational purposes. Always consult with your physician before starting any dietary and exercise program. You're listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses. The quote of the day segment, a good one. They're all good. Fitness is like a job. If you don't do the work, you lose it. Fitness is like a job. If you don't do the work, you lose it. That was one of my quotes. I hope you enjoy it. This is my updates and what's next segment. All right, here we go, drum roll. I am so excited to announce today we're broadcasting our 45th live episode. Woo! 45 episodes broadcasted live here on Blog Talk Radio. Tomorrow we celebrate 1 year of live broadcasting. So, since launching our first episode, February 27, 2014, we have almost 2,000 loyal listeners. Yes! That is so exciting. So, thank you. Thank you very much for listening and making our show one of the best global radio shows. Now, on the last episode, I taught how to maintain fitness level. If you missed it, listen to my on-demand archive episodes here on blogtalkradio.com. Please click the follow tab to stay connected. You're listening to Hot Health and Fitness Tips with the Olympian, Althea Moses. Now, celebrating 1 year of this show is an amazing milestone for me. I never thought that I would ever be hosting a show, producing a show, and I've done it for 1 year. 45 episodes. Wow. It is amazing, an amazing feeling. So one of the things that I want to do before we get into the topic of the day, I created my own song. I shared it with you before the Christmas break, and I want to share it with you again. It's really exciting because this is one of the other things that I worked on, and it has been so successful in my classes and when I'm performing publicly. So take a listen to it. Just a sample of it for those of you who have never heard it before. Thank you. Wow. That is the first song that I created, produced. Wonderful to share it with the world. So thank you for listening to that. All right, so now this brings me to the hot health and fitness topic of the day. These are four best tips to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise. And as you just heard, that's listening to music when I'm exercising is one of the ways that I enjoy exercising. Let me tell you a story. Some people enjoy exercising in cold and warm weather. For more than three decades, I enjoy exercising in warm weather or indoor environments. My muscles are looser and my joints feel like a well-oiled engine. Exercising in capri tights, sports bra, or fitted tank top makes me enjoy exercise. I admit, I enjoy performing weight training exercises more in front of a mirror, naked, while wearing a pair of running footwear for protection. The freedom and viewing of my hard body temple work is amazing. Now here are the four tips, the four best tips to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise. Number one, wear proper footwear and clothing. You must choose proper footwear to prevent injuries to your feet, knees, ankles, and hips. According to research, about 90% of sports injuries are because of not wearing, are to the feet, knees, ankles, and hips. So wear proper footwear. Footwear should be specific for your activity. It should be specific to the activity you're doing. For example, running shoes for walking and or running. And remember to replace worn-out footwear once or twice per year, depending on how often they're used. The other tip, choose proper clothing according to indoor temperature and outdoor weather. For example, you should wear a sweatsuit or warm-up, that's another name for sweatsuit, shorts, longer short tights for your legs, t-shirt, sports bra, loose or fitted tank top, and socks. It's very important. And in cold weather, of course, when it's cold and I choose to work out outside, I wear a glove and a cap, and sometimes even a scarf. So those are the first best tip to prevent injuries and to your feet, knees, ankles, and hips. Wear proper footwear. Now, the second best tip is to don't exercise too aggressively or too soon. When there's a fitness goal to reach, some people start to exercise too aggressively and too soon. Always consult with a doctor before starting any exercise. And if you're sedentary, which means you get little to no exercise, if you're obese or overweight or restarting regular exercise, start slowly. Also, walk slowly and build up to walking briskly for 10 minutes, three times the first few weeks. This is really important. And for those returning to regular exercise, start with brisk walking or easy jog three times per week for the first couple or first few weeks. So those are the first two best tips to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise. The third one, always warm up and cool down. Always warm up and cool down. Warm up is performing preliminary exercise to raise body temperature to get ready for exercising. To prevent injury, always warm up your body 5 to 10 minutes. Perform light intensity exercise instead of moderate or advanced intensity. For example, perform Althea, walk briskly, jog, ride a bike, jump rope, swim, or dance for about 5 minutes. Then stretch arms, legs and core or trunk for about 5 minutes. Never bounce while stretching. And cool down is performing light exercise and stretching for about 5 minutes after you're done with your exercise, the main exercise. This prevents injuries and lessens soreness too. perform some of the same stretches done in the warm-up session. If time permits, walk or jog lightly, then stretch for about 5 to 10 minutes. You'll be glad you took the time to cool down. And our final tip, our final best tip to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise, don't exercise in pain. Oh, no, don't exercise in pain. Exercise requires moderate to advanced effort to get beneficial results. You should feel challenged, especially if you're starting or restarting your exercise routine or program. Muscle soreness is likely, but it shouldn't stop you from exercising. You may need to warm up or stretch your muscles a little longer or properly. Don't believe the myth that exercise should hurt. If you feel pain, stop immediately. Reflect on what you did that may have caused the pain. Take some time to rest before you continue exercising. It may be your warning sign of a serious problem. If the pain continues, stop exercising. If you feel pain in your chest or neck, consult a doctor immediately. These are the four best tips that may help prevent injuries and cause you to enjoy exercise. And remember, getting regular aerobic exercise helps to improve your physical and psychological health and wellness, no matter what your age is. Start or continue performing exercise activities you enjoy because you're likely to sustain them and maintain your fitness level. Loyal listeners, I know you desire or need to make lifestyle changes for better health and wellness. If you need motivation, help getting started, or want to learn how to maintain your fitness level, don't hesitate to contact a professional, experienced fitness trainer for a free consultation. They can help to motivate and support you and teach you how to prevent injuries and enjoy exercise. They can create your own custom program so you may experience the results you want and need sooner than you think. I'm your health, fitness, and wellness friend, Althea Moses. Get results with an Olympian's touch. This concludes today's topic. Next week, I'll teach best tips for effective stretching. Best tips for effective stretching. So stay tuned for that. And thank you for listening to the Althea Moses Show for 1 year. Wow. My, how time flies. That's all the time I have for today's episode. If you missed any part of it and the other episodes, listen to my free on-demand episodes here on blogtalkradio.com. If you like what you heard, please click the follow tab. Excuse me. And share them with your family and friends. Loyal listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Althea Moses Show and celebrating our 1 year anniversary on the air. Tune in next Thursday for more hot health and fitness tips. Stay connected on Twitter, Facebook, and our new website, AltheaM.com. Thank you for listening to the Hot Health and Fitness Tips Show with the Olympian, Althea Moses.